And greeting to you, children of God. I'm angry. I'm angry about what's happening on Facebook. I'm angry about what's happening all over the place. I'm angry about the worst mass shooting in this country. That is, if we discount those mass shootings that happened to our Native American forebears over and over again. But yes, this is the worst mass shooting that has happened in this country. And it's happened at a queer bar in Orlando. And 49 young African American and Latino men and women died there. 49 young souls, for the most part. Probably about 75% of them were under the age of 30 years old. And they were slaughtered. And I don't know what, how, or when I talk to God and say, why do these things continue to happen? I see issues, I see things going on, and I know it's easy to blame it on one thing. And believe me, I want to blame it on one thing. I want to blame it, I want to say it's the easy availability of assault rifles. That's what it is. And yeah, that's got a lot to do with it. That has a tremendous amount to do with it. But that is not it alone. Hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people own assault rifles and they don't go and slaughter people in mass. And I want to say it is violent religious fundamentalism. And yeah, that's got a lot to do with it. But when you look at this young man who decided upon himself that he hated these people enough, you're looking at a young man who didn't even know his own religion. Who grew up not knowing what Islam was all about and instead had the internet to school him on his family's religion. I mean, we know this because when he made his 911 call, he said, I'm doing this for ISIS and I'm doing it for Hezbollah. And anybody that pays attention to the news know that ISIS and Hezbollah are at opposite ends of a war in Syria. He doesn't know what he's talking about. And then we could say it's homophobia too. And yes, that is one thing that it is. If this was not a gay bar in Orlando, and this fellow who lived in Port St. Lucie didn't have easy access to this place, maybe he wouldn't have shot these people. He would have gone somewhere else. But when we look at his history, we know that he was going to the same bar of the previous 3 years, and maybe even longer than that. And yeah, maybe he was scoping it out, but that's an awful long time to scope out one place. And why one place that's 40 miles away, no, 80 miles away from you, when you could just drive down to West Palm Beach and find some place to go. And he was on these cruise lines, and yet he was looking for victims. No, no. This fellow had some other issues going on. And when I look at his father, this man who said gay people ought to die, and if you have a repressed sexuality with a father who thinks you ought to die, where does that take you? It takes you into self-hatred, and it makes the easiest opportunity, these people that you've been hearing about in the news. And what has that got to do with the readings? I am angry. And I know that if God gets angry at us, we talk about prayer. We talk about our solution. And I see all these people online going, our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Orlando. How nice. My thoughts and prayers are with them too. But if I was one of those suffering people, I would want more than just your thoughts and prayers. I want to find a way to keep this from happening again. I want to find a way to keep from addressing these ills, these societal plagues that cause these things to happen. God is sad that things like this happen. This says the Lord. As the wine is found in the cluster, and they say, do not destroy it, for there is a blessing in it, so I will do for my servant's sake and not destroy them all. This is not a punishment from God. This is man creating this. Humankind creating this. And it's not one issue that humankind is creating. It's a multiplicity of issues. And so when I'm thinking about this, and you know I'm working on my sermon for this Sunday, and you know this is going to come up in the gospel reading as well for Sunday. And I'm like struggling to find, where is the gospel message here? Where is the good news when such a horrible things happen in the world? And Paul writes, there is no longer Jew or Greek. There's no longer slave or free. There's no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Christ Jesus. There's still hope in the world. You know, bad things happen, and 49 souls died in one instant, one night in Orlando, and yet thousands of children die of malnutrition around the world. And more horrors. And yes, I'm sad for my brothers and sisters who died in Orlando. And I'm also sad for all those people that get killed by gunshots, by ordinary handguns, all around the country, numbering in the thousands. And yet, we have this hope in Christ that leads us down to, what can we do besides pray? Our thoughts and prayers are with them. Christ guides us to love one another. Christ guides us to lead that love into right relationship with God and right relationship with each other. And we who have been let down that relationship know what it means and knows how it uplifts us. And there, my sisters and brothers, there is the good news, because we can do something about it. We can take action. We can do more than just lift our thoughts and prayers. And don't get me wrong, thoughts and prayers are good things. There's nothing wrong with thoughts and prayers, but we have an ability to speak out. We have an ability to take action. We have ability to be seen loving one another and being good to each other, and telling our Muslim brothers and sisters that we know this is not you. We know that you are not people like that, because we have our own fundamentalists. And God has given us that power to love our neighbor. And our neighbor is not just our Christian neighbor. Our neighbor is our neighbor. The person who lives just down the street, the person who lives around the corner, the person who lives a few blocks away, that is our neighbor, whether they be Muslim or Christian or Jew or Sikh or Buddhist or Hindu or atheist or spiritual but not religious or pagan. That is our neighbor. And none of those people are destroying this country any more than we are. And we don't have to feed into it, because we have a Christ that allows us not to. And sisters and brothers, there is good news. Amen.
Amen.